أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن المجرمين في ضلال وسعر يوم يسحبون في النار على وجوههم ذوقوا مس سقر إنا كل شيء خلقناه بقدر وما أمرنا إلا واحدة كلمح بالبصر صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the condition of those nations that disobeyed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and their faith in this world, how Allah Rabbul Izzat had destroyed them. Here in this ayat, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the condition of the disbelievers, of those who had done wrong insofar as the hereafter is concerned. Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُجْرِمِينَ فِي ضَلَالٍ وَسُعُرٍ. Certainly the mujrimeen, those who have transgressed, those who have sinned, they are in error, wasu'ur, and in a state of insanity. This word su'ur, some have translated it in the flames of the fire of Jahannam. So that will be insofar as the hereafter is concerned. But the truth of the matter is that they closed their hearts to the truth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down. They shut their minds. They closed their ears. They did not want to listen. So they were deviated. And all this was because of a kind of insanity, a mad craze that they had for this material world that caused them to do so. On the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ يُسْحَبُونَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ. On that day, they will be dragged into the fire, عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ, upon their faces. It was this face that they showed very proudly in this world. They turned away from the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. They were very, very arrogant. And hence, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have them dragged to the fire of Jahannam on that very faces. And this shows on the one hand the adab of Allah, and this shows the total destruction of those individuals. It will be a time of absolute disgrace for them when they are flung and thrown into the fire of Jahannam. ذُوقُوا مَسَّ سَقَرْ. It will be said to them, taste the touch of the fire. That you have been warned from time to time about the fire, but you did not take heed. Now just the touch of the fire will be what you will receive from now forever and ever if a person had left this world in a state of kufr. Allah says, Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar. Certainly we created everything with qadar. Qadar, one meaning is that of predestination, which Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to say is the meaning of this ayah, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created everything preordained. But together with that, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created has been perfectly measured. If you look at the creation of the earth, the creation of the skies, everything that is in it, if you look at insan, if you look at the different animals, we will find that everything has been perfectly measured by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quantities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed on this earth has been perfectly measured. The number of grains of sand, the amount of water, the amount of oxygen, the amount of air, the weight of the mountains, everything insofar as its quantity, insofar as its appearance, insofar as every aspect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfectly measured everything, and then everything has been placed on this earth, and everyone has been placed on this earth by the preordainment or the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some sahaba used to say that the Quraysh of Makkah came to argue with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to this belief of ours of taqdeer. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar. Over and above that, we will find Atta ibn Rabah stating that he went to Makkah Mukarramah and he had found Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu by the well of Zamzam, drawing the water from the well of Zamzam. And he says, and he wants to show how vividly he remembers this occasion, that the bottom part of the clothing of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was wet. And he said to him that people are discussing taqdeer. They are talking about it. And as a result, some people are denying taqdeer. And when we speak about people, it will be from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he read this ayah, Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar. And he said, if people deny taqdeer, then when they fall sick, do not visit them. When they leave this world, they die, do not perform their janazah. And if I have to come upon any one of them, he took his two fingers and he showed, he said, I will pluck their eyes out. Ubadah bin Al-Walid ibn Ubadah, he states that he came to his father when his father was on his deathbed. And he said to his father that you are leaving this world, give us some advice. The father said to him, make me sit up. So he made him sit up, and then he began to advise his children, and he said that believe in the preordainment and the taqdeer that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has put. Whatever is good of it, whatever is bad, in other words, whatever is conducive to a person's temperament, whatever may seem to be against our temperament, believe that all of it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you believe that all of it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will taste the delight of Iman. You will taste the sweetness of Iman. Because obviously now you know everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you'll get the true knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Whatever has afflicted you would have never missed you. And whatever has missed you would have never got you. In other words, whatever difficulties you are in, it would have never left you. And whatever good that has never come to you, that would have never come to you. And then he said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the qalam, the pen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the pen, write. And by the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the pen wrote down from that moment the taqdeer of everything till the day of Qiyamah. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar. We had created everything with predestination, preordainment. وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا وَاحِدَةٌ كَلَمْحٍ بِالْبَصَرِ. And our matters, our work, our affair is nothing but just one twinkling of an eye. In other words, when Allah gives the command, then before the eye even blinks, that command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is executed. That is the power and that is the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.